Hello and welcome to the Controller Talk podcast presented by Danfoss North America. Our goal is to bring you information about using Danfoss controls in the supermarket and warehouse industry, specifically in the US and Canada. We're doing these twice a month for now. You can catch these podcasts wherever you get your podcast, and it's also available through the Danfoss Ref Tools app. For the video version, check us out on the Danfoss North American YouTube page. Search for Controller Talk to see our video collection. I'm Dave Yoder, along with Chris Brown. So Chris, how are those Maryland Terrapins doing? Or did you already flip over to baseball?
Yeah, Saturday was the first spring training game.
Okay, all right.
I'm ready to move on.
Real games.
Like normal.
But you know, the Maryland Terrapins have a better record than the Penn State Nittany Lions in
you're
men's basketball.
First. You're not first, you're last.
And, strangely enough, the Nittany Lions are one slot ahead of them in the Big Ten rankings.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, it's March Madness is fun regardless, so it'll be good to watch even if it's not with my team in the mix.
Apparently you don't care. Yeah. Okay. All right, and there are very similar records. I think Penn State's at this point 14-14.
They equally stink.
Well, it's close. Maryland has one more win. They're like 15-13. Man, yeah.
It's been an up and down season for them. They'll show out a couple games and then just completely fall apart.
That's showbiz for you.
Maybe next year.
Okay. That's what you said last year.
Uh-huh, and I'll say it again next year, too.
All right. Very good. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you know how batteries are very dramatic? Batteries are very dramatic.
Where are we going here?
They're either good or they're what?
Dead?
Dead. That is correct. Yeah,
was very dramatic. Was that your stump question?
No. We got more of those coming. No, that's courtesy of Dimitri Martin. He's one of my favorites right now. Yeah, very dramatic. Good or dead, that's all they are.
Unless you stick them in the freezer, then maybe you can bring them back to life.
Cryogenics for batteries. Okay. Coming to a future podcast. Hey, I think this time around we're going to talk about something in the pack controller I ran across and kind of overlooked it for a while, but it's called set point management.
Yep.
So it kind of piqued my curiosity a little bit. And I found that in the pack controller under the set point management, you have three different modes that are available. We have manual, assisted, and automatic. So I found that for manual, the set point management will show the settings and how they're handled and, of course, show you which ones can be changed. But then there's two other options there to deal with as well.
Yeah, and I this was a feature that was not there for early versions of the PAC controllers, the 781, 782, those types. It was added in after the fact. It's not heavily used, but I think it is good to point out that it's there because, I mean, most people are going to go through and even today set every individual set point themselves manually. But we do have these options here that can help make sure you're not overlapping or just setting things so far out of the ballpark that you're going to get immediate alarms as soon as you charge the system up and start to run it. So, on top of manual, there's also assisted. This is ensuring the settings are all in the right order. We're not setting PREC higher than we're setting our gas cooler minimum and conflicting with one another to where the system's not going to operate properly. Assisted is also going to adjust for floating set points. So if you've got a suction float that's going up and down in the system, maybe the neutral zone can shift with it, or we can see the pump down feature that's in the PAC controllers that we use to keep a compressor running. These numbers could potentially move up and down with the suction float enabled for something like assisted running. And then in general, it's going to help you just to avoid high and low pressure alarms. So again, you're not setting a receiver pressure, low limit or high limit or something with the gas cooler. You're not setting them in a range where they're so close to what we're doing with the compressor discharge or with the receiver pressure that you're going to get immediate alarms just because they're too tight.
Will it actually move the alarm settings?
I don't know if it will move the alarm settings or not, or it just restrict you from actually setting them at that number.
One way or another, you're going to avoid those alarms.
Yeah.
Because assisted will step in and and kind of either prevent you from getting there or move the settings.
Yeah, I think with the assisted, we're going to put some numbers in there, like what we want our receiver pressure to be, and then it's going to suggest what the low and high receiver pressure should be for something, an example for an alarm.
Okay. All right.
And then there's also a third option for automatic mode, where this is, of the three, the least you're going to do as far as hitting each individual set point. A lot of them are going to be, say, optimized in the documentation, I think, but they're going to be set to where you set kind of your high level settings. What do you want your receiver pressure to be? What do you want your suction pressure to be? And then the pack controller is going to automatically spell out what some of your other settings should be just based off of those high level parameters. So it really goes a long way to reduce the number of parameters that somebody has to set, because it has grown drastically over the last 4 or 5 years of where we were with pack controllers versus all the special features we've got in play now.
Yeah. And once you get into some of these set point management screens, you start finding that there are some columns in there. And then there's some letters that are used to designate what's going on. So if you happen to get into a set point management screen where you have some of these columns, there's, of course, one for the set point. And you can tell that you can make changes to it because it's in a darker color. And then you have a reference column. And then these are references for settings, but they put them all in pressure, so that you can do some comparisons based on pressure and see how some of the pressures compare. And then there's another column called the V column, and you'll see three different letters.
It's very patriotic too, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I'm sure that they selected U, S, and A for North America. But
yep.
But yeah, you're right. The if you see a U in there, that means that that setting is set by the user, which is the person in the pack controller. And then if you see an S, that means that the controller moved that setting to make sure that things didn't overlap or get too high or too low. And then if you see an A setting, then that means that that setting was set automatically by the pack controller.
Right. So it will potentially shift some around on you.
Yep.
Yeah, just pay attention to that.
Yep. So you can tell, you know, why is this setting set here? And then you can get some idea why.
Yep.
And yeah, automatic mode can only be used when it's in combination with assisted mode.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, and you don't want to confuse any of this with the main switch that we've talked about in previous mm-hmm. episodes. Setting this on and off, it's not starting, stopping function of the controller. It's not shutting down the rack. So auto mode on is okay. Auto mode off is okay. It just ties into whether or not you're what level or degree of the set point manager you're really using.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's just a very brief overview of the set point management in case someone runs across it.
Yep.
I think now we'd like to shift gears and start asking you even more questions, or at least one anyway, and see if we can stump you on a pack controller question that's somewhat relevant to all this. And I was curious if you knew what the low limit can be, or how low can you go on the PO or the suction pressure minimum limit in the pack controller?
Oof. On the PO min limit? Sorry, yeah. Is that the setting
yeah.
you said?
Yeah, the PO min limit. And this kind of ties into the set point management.
I'm going to guess minus 40.
So in pressure terms,
I'm going,
yeah, yeah. So in pressure terms,
yeah,
I'll give you a hint at least that, I believe you get dry ice below 61 pounds, don't you?
Yep. Around there, 68, 75 in that range.
Yeah.
So what temperature is associated with that?
Or what pressure for full credit? Take a wild guess.
You got me.
So
100.
So 6 bar
yeah.
is the limit that it'll let you put in there, which is 87 pounds.
Okay. So just above that.
Yeah. They want you to stay above that whole dry ice thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was glad I was able to stump you on that.
I think I was on a little bit of a streak, so you just brought me back down to reality. Thanks.
Reset. You're welcome. So, as far as listener mail goes, our favorite listener in the Czech Republic, Václav, has his care package on the way. So, we'll let you know when I hear from him. But no new listener mail, so we'll move on and wrap this baby up. But if you'd like to drop us an email with a suggestion for topics to cover or a question or comment, please do. You can email us at controllertalknorthamerica@danfoss.com. Thanks for listening. Our audio engineer is Raul Garcia. Maria and the new guy, Josh, are here. Josh is our new mechanical engineer. And behind the scenes, they both make it happen. Until next time, for Chris Brown, I'm Dave Yoder. Stay cool.